This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The San Diego and Tijuana border remains one of the most heavily trafficked international crossings in the world, and that traffic includes crime, people, especially girls, forced into labor or prostitution. A San Diego resident now has opened a shelter for victimized adolescent girls. Brooke Binkowski reports from Tijuana.
In a big walled-off house in an upscale part of Tijuana, some young girls play the piano. In another room, 19-year-old Zuria Karim is telling her story. She was kidnapped by somebody who used to be a friend, then forced into prostitution, she says. She was repeatedly raped and beaten for 7 months before she finally managed to escape just a few months ago. Now she's at La Casa del Jardín, or the Garden House. It's a safe house for adolescent girls who have been coerced or sold into prostitution. The girls get therapy here, but also language, math, and art classes. Alma Tucker opened La Casa del Jardín last June after a career with a Mexican consulate in San Diego.
For those girls, they don't choose what they go through. They are victims and they need to be rescued. They deserve better life.
She says many girls are sold into slavery by coyotes, people who are paid to get others into the U.S. without papers. But because of tighter border controls, coyotes are taking an easier and more lucrative route.
Then they just lie to the people, promising them better crossing the border in an easy way, and when they end it's in human trafficking, exploiting them.
Part of the money that keeps the house open comes from San Diego County. Rudy Ramirez is a city council member in Chula Vista, a few miles north of the Mexican border. He's championing Tucker's cause, helping with fundraisers in the United States for La Casa del Jardín.
Because of issues in the home, these young ladies will leave their home and as a result be taken in by somebody who just wants to exploit them, basically, and enslave them.
19-year-old Zuria, who was forced into prostitution, says she believes her experiences have made her stronger as long as she can help others. Zuria says someday she might like to work in law enforcement, specializing in trafficking cases. In Tijuana, I'm Brooke Binkowski for Marketplace.